And that is the majestic sovereignty of Jesus in this chapter. He was absolutely in charge. Nothing surprised him. Nothing took him aback. He had left Bethany and left Judea. And they sent word after him that he whom thou lovest is sick. Immediately, Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. He was prepared for these tidings, and he had a response. It was for the glory of God. And after a little while, he said, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. His disciples said, oh, that's good. If he's sleeping, he's going to recover. And Jesus didn't mean that kind of sleep, and he finally told them plainly, Lazarus, our friend, is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there to the intent that you might believe. Here was something else that was in his heart. Not only was this sickness for the glory of God concerning Lazarus and the situation there, but there was something to be worked out in the disciples to the intent that they might believe. He stayed 2 days yet in the same place where he was before he went back. And when he came back, Lazarus had been dead already quite a while. And Mary came running to meet him, or rather Martha came running to meet him, and said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She added something a little strange. She said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou askest of the Father, he will give it thee. And Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. Again, Jesus is absolutely in charge. I think that really piqued her interest. He's going to rise again? Oh, she said, I know he's going to rise again, the resurrection at the last day. And here again, Jesus, in supreme control, his majestic sovereignty, said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Oh, praise God. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God, he said a little later on. Jesus was in absolute control. Then Mary was sent for, and she came and she said essentially the same thing. If you had been here, my brother had not died. And the Jews were weeping, and they said, if this man could heal the sick, could not he have even caused that this man should not have died? And Jesus groaned within himself, I suppose, at their unbelief. And he asked, where have you laid him? And they said, come and see. Brought him there to the cemetery. It was a sad scene, I suppose, that Mary and Martha were not too anxious to be there again, where they had laid their brother to rest 4 days before. And when they got there, Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha protested, Lord, by this time he stinketh. He's been dead 4 days. It was a tropical climate, and body should have decomposed by then. There's where Jesus said, said I not unto thee if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? What a situation for him to say something like that. Now, maybe you've got a problem, but I don't think it's quite this severe. Maybe you've got a need, but I don't think the need is this great. Once years ago, I was quite ill, and I was on my bed in the afternoon, and a little while before that, we had made a study in our Wednesday night Bible class of all the individual healings that the Lord had performed in his ministry on earth. We had gone through all four Gospels, sort of harmonized them, and made a list of all these healings, identifiable individuals with particular diseases of one kind and another, besides the general statements that he healed all that were sick and all that came to him. But we had quite a list. And at this time when I was ill, I pulled out my list and I went over the list. And this is not quite the last one, but it's one of the last. And when I came to this one and I read what Jesus did here, of course I knew the story, I'd read it many, many times. But as I read it this time, why, faith just went up in my heart like the thermometer on a hot summer day. Faith just rose up. I said, Lord, if you did that, what is this disease? What is this trouble that I'm having for you? And the faith that was inspired by this word of God just caused me to lay hold of that hope and that provision of Calvary, of this part of our redemption, and immediately God changed the situation and began to work in my body to heal me. All faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But now here was Jesus at the grave, and they finally did roll the stone away from the sepulchre there, or however it was, and Jesus cried out. First he prayed, and he said, Father, I know that thou hearest me, and I know that thou hearest me always. Again, he was in supreme control, the majestic sovereignty. Because of the people that stand by, I said it. And then he cried out, Lazarus, come forth. And we read, I hope you think about these words when you read them. We pass over too quickly sometimes. It says, he that was dead came forth, how?
Bound,
hand and foot. Now, how in the world did he come forth? Bound, hand and foot. I don't know. I have a vivid imagination. I can almost sort of see him floating out there, all, you know, mummy, like a mummy. It says specifically the napkin's still about his face. And if you see pictures of what the custom of the Jews was concerning burial, his feet were probably tied together so that he couldn't be walking out of the cave or the tomb where he was. And if he came floating out, you can imagine some of the emotions of some of the younger ones there, seeing this dead man coming floating out. But Jesus said, loose him and let him go. And somebody loosed him, took that napkin and saw those sparkling eyes once again. Alive again! Hallelujah! Oh, Jesus was master. I read somewhere in a commentary on the story that it was a good thing that Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, or else the whole cemetery would have come forth. He limited to Lazarus. But oh, our majestic Lord, our mighty God, he has power. And you know, that Lord is here. Both Mary and Martha said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But he came, and it wasn't too late. It seemed like it was too late. But it wasn't too late, and truly that sickness turned out to be for the glory of God. And also the disciples believed on him. Their faith was strengthened, and our faith has been strengthened, and the faith of millions of people has been strengthened through this marvelous story of Jesus' triumph over death, of his authority over death, of the magnificent power of his word. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Now here we are in a little weekend like this, and we've come to meet the Lord, and he is here. And I know that there are many people with problems, that are in trials, that need God's help, some physical, some spiritual. There are all kinds of needs in a congregation of this size. There are bondages that need to be broken. There are dead places in our lives that the Lord would like to make alive. There are all kinds of things that the Lord would like to do on a weekend like this. Yeah. And he will. And he can. It's up to us. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, will you believe this weekend that God will speak his word to you? Maybe your name's not Lazarus, but the Lord certainly wants to speak to you on this weekend. Come forth. Come alive. Take my help. Take my word. Somewhere along the line in this weekend, God is going to speak a word right to you. You might not be spoken by name or called by name, but if your ears are open and your heart is expectant, you'll know it. Why, God, that was for me. Just what I needed. Might not be exactly what you want to hear, but oh, God knows our needs. He is the Almighty One, and he wants us to believe, and he would like to bring about such a manifestation of his glory over this weekend in your life and in my life, that many will see and believe and know that Jesus is indeed the sovereign Son of God. John writes at the end of his book, many other signs truly did Jesus which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And this is one of those signs that was written specifically that we might believe that Jesus is God's Son, that Jesus has this sovereign power. Boy, he has creative power. Let there be light, and there was light. Jesus said, peace be still, and the storm stopped, and his word was with power. The centurion recognized the authority of Jesus' word, and John recorded that miracle. He said, speak the word only, and my servant that's 20 miles away will be healed. Jesus marveled that he realized that his word had such authority. Do you believe that? The word of the Lord. You expect to hear the word of the Lord sometime in this weekend? I do. I expect to hear God speak some words to me. There's hardly ever been a meeting, a real Pentecostal meeting, where I haven't heard the word of the Lord. Some word of the Lord that I felt was for me. Praise God. Sometimes not everything is for me, but there's usually something for me in every meeting. And if you'll believe God this weekend, why, we'll see the glory of God. You'll hear His word. Some Lazarus will come forth. Some dead spot in your life will come alive. And Jesus will be glorified. Oh, let's believe to see the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.